Hey everybody, Matt Galogli here, and today what I'm going to talk to you about is this pending question. If email marketing is dead, then why do politicians send so many? That's the question that we're going to answer today, and so let's dive in. Like I said, this is Matt Galogli with SRP Medical Marketing, and I want to share with you my observations and some thoughts about how you can rapidly grow your practice without generating any more new leads. Now, if you've ever heard this, and if you own a practice, there's a pretty good chance that you have hired or you have been bombarded with the messages via LinkedIn and Facebook of the ad agencies saying that we can generate 50 new leads for you a month. And it sounds pretty good. And what you do is you go ahead and you sign up for that. And you do get 50 new leads, but they're not really warm. Well, the problem is that they haven't been sufficiently warmed up. Now, I've talked about some of this in my prior podcasts and videos and all of that, and I'll revisit that in the future. But what I want to talk to you about today is the power that you have in your list. Okay. Now, the lesson that I'm going to share with you, actually, I learned from Obama and Trump. I know something that they agree on. Probably never happened before. Probably never will. All right. But a little bit of background, a little bit of context. So, I come from a very political family, and I am a dyed-in-the-wool copywriter. I love to write copy. I love to write each and every single day or create videos like this. And I love to be able to how the spoken word can get people to, or the written word can get people to buy things. I'm absolutely fascinated by it. And the reason why I shared with you that I come from a political family is one of my brothers is actually a political operative, if you would, for the Democratic Party. And he, during every election cycle, we don't hear from him for 6 months because he's busily helping them slice and dice their lists and send out emails and raise money. And he's very good at it. He does it at the state and local level. I won't tell you what state because he's very private, but you know, it's a state in the East Coast. So the interesting thing is that about 10 years ago, I got introduced to, of all people, through a friend of mine, a guy by the name of Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, and actually did a little bit of work for him. And did some copywriting for him. And it was fascinating to me how much they email their list. Now, you might think, oh, well, 10 years ago, that was the case. I have news for you. I have friends of mine that are copywriters for political folks today. And they just finished with their political season. They were literally working 24/7 because they were crafting so many emails. Now, why is this important to you in your practice? You have... in your possession, you have a list of patients or prospects that you do not regularly connect with. And what I want to share with you today is why it's important that you want to regularly communicate to them, how you can easily do it, and if you don't want to do it, how you can outsource it so that it looks like you are actually writing those emails and sending it out. So let's do a little bit of a, let's see if you've ever heard either one of these comments. One of them is that email is dead. Well, I can promise you that email is not dead. The number of emails that are being sent out is growing exponentially. And the reason why is because it works. The second thing that you may hear on a regular basis is that I never open my emails, or I would never email that much. That ranks right up there with people that say that I only buy on price. Those two things just are not true. The reality is that if you have an interest in something, let's say that you are a golfer and somebody is emailing you about how to lower your scores, how to break 90. By the way, that's one of the biggest things that golfers want to do is they want to break 100 or break 90. You'll probably read just about every single email that you can lay your hands on. If you're a tennis player, you're probably not going to care, and you probably even would not have opted in. The key to remember is that you're not looking for everybody to open. What you want is you want just a small sliver and segment of your list to open. The other folks, it's just like people that hear your, that see your Facebook ad that don't click on it. It doesn't mean that you would stop advertising on Facebook because 99% of the people don't click on your ad. It's just that you would target the people that did click on the ad. I mean, those are the numbers, by the way. Only 1 to 1.5% of the people who see your ad on Facebook, or less than 1% of the people who listen to your ad on radio or see it on TV or read it in print will respond. If you get above a 1% response rate in my world, you're like a genius. So why is it then that we look at something like email marketing where we can get a 15 to 20% open rate and we don't think that that's very good? The reality is it's great. And it's why email is one of the most underutilized, understood, misunderstood, and greatest opportunities that are in that's in your practice today. So how do you go about marketing this? Like, how do you go about using this? Well, you know, I get asked this question all the time of what CRM should I use? Which email, how should I send out my emails? Can I just send them out via Gmail? Do I really have to send them something every single day? Or can I just send them something one a month? You can do whatever you want. It's your business. Okay. I'm only here to tell you what I know works after 25 years of doing this. I've managed lists in hundreds of thousands. Okay. So you can choose to follow this. You can choose not to. I'm going to share with you. You can do with it what you want. Okay. So here's the interesting fact. Here's an interesting little story. Is post-recession, as many of you know, I was in the get rich in real estate space, as we like to call it, and that got hammered pretty hard in 2008 to 2010. And I found myself in 2010 having to feed a hungry family of five plus a dog and not much income coming in. And so what I did was I reached out to one of my friends, Perry Marshall, and I wound up working with him. And basically what he did was he paid me a percentage of everything that I generated off of his house list. So his list of people that had already opted in. He didn't pay me anything to begin with. He just, whatever I generated, he gave me a percentage of. Well, we very quickly generated another $1 million worth of sales off a very tired and old list. Okay. So what did we do? Well, first and foremost, you have to do what's called a reactivation campaign. You have to reach out to that list. If you just go at them with an offer, I call it booty call marketing, okay? And a booty call is basically a friend with benefits. Basically, what a booty call is you get a phone call or you call somebody late at night because you've been out at the bars drinking and you want to go to their house and have a little fun. And then in the next morning, you just forget about it. You only are using them for a particular result, and that's really basically for your gratification. Hopefully theirs as well, but for most people, it's just about your gratification. So when you just email your list when you have a sale, that's what we call booty call marketing, okay? You're only interested in one result, and that is them taking care of you and giving you joy and pleasure, okay? What you want to do is you want to enter into a long-term relationship. And by entering into a long-term relationship, what's going to happen is you're actually going to be able to extend the life of that list. And because you have a long-term relationship, when it comes to selling new things, you're not going to have to sell. They're just basically going to order from you. So there's very little selling that goes on. They are pre-educated, predisposed to doing business with you. And that makes it when they come in to meet with you, like I said, there's little to no selling that goes on. That's what we want. And email is one of the great ways for us to accomplish that. So first and foremost, you need to start with a reactivation campaign. That reactivation campaign is exactly that. We want to look for the people who are reactivating on the list. So let's say you have a list of 1,000 people. We send out 1,000 emails in a sequence of like 5 to 7 emails. And let's say you get 350 people that open those emails. That 350 is your new core list. Okay. Now, those 350 are the only ones that are going to get the offer. See, the key to making money off of your list, just like Obama and Trump and every other politician does, is you're only marketing repeatedly to the people that are taking activity, only the people that are opening the emails. Okay. So, how do we get them to open? Very simple, compelling stories. You want to engage them with really great, compelling stories. Now, this past weekend, I had my mastermind group in, and I talked to them about how to create content, how to create all those stories of the parables and all those things. And I don't have time to go into that right now, but maybe at a later date, I'll share that data with you. But you want to be able to create stories so that people are interested and want to do business with you, okay? So then we have this 350. Then what we do is that 350, what we're going to do is those are the ones that we're going to market offers to. Okay. So the key is with this reactivation campaign is you don't want to be blasting your entire list saying, hey, I have this new sale. Hey, I have this new sale. Hey, I have this new sale. It's only for the people that are taking action. That is a very, very key point. The second lesson that I want you to get, and this really connects back to political campaigns, is I want you to go out and I want you to sign up, even though we're not in political season at the time of this recording, but I want you to go out and I want you to sign up for go sign up for the NRA or go sign up for, Black Lives Matter, or, go sign up for a bunch of stuff that you're not even interested in, right? Whatever those are, okay? And the reason why I want you to do that is I want you to see what they do. You're going to be able to recognize. So go sign up for one thing that you're really passionate about, and then go sign up for like the opposite. So what I always do during political season is I sign up and I sign up for a small contribution to both parties because I want to see what they're going to say. Okay. Fascinating, by the way, how they play off each other. But anyway, another topic for another day. So what you're going to do is you are going to, by doing that, you're going to see they're going to start emailing you 2 and 3 times a day. But you're going to notice that over time, that starts to wane quite a bit. Why? Very simply. They know that if you're not responding, then they're not going to keep emailing you. Okay? And what they're doing is pay very close attention to their messaging. Their messaging is a lot about education. It's a lot about driving home a particular point. It's really about finding out what is your hot button. And then those hot buttons actually create more of what they're going to be emailing to you. So that's a pretty advanced strategy. But do you know how much money they raise from these emails? There was a study done during the Obama campaign. And from one email alone, when it was after the Republican National Convention and Mitt Romney made some comment. The Democrats seized on that and they raised something like $15 million off of one set of emails, just on the backs of what Romney had said at the Republican National Convention. I can't remember the particulars of it, but you get the general idea. You see, email, if you had something that you had 20% of your people opening and engaging with, I would tell you that you need to do more of it. Now, the problem is you don't have time, right? You don't know how to do this. This is what I've done for 20 years of my life. In the upcoming weeks, I'm going to be making an offer to you all. And what we're doing is I'm creating a CRM client relationship email marketing tool specifically for doctors. Now, what's going to make it unique is you're going to get all my content. I will actually, for some of you, I'll even write the emails for you. So we're going to have it so far as you have just templates that you can fill in, or you can actually hire myself and my team to write all those emails for you. And we'll do it for you each and every single month. So, but more on that later. If you're interested, type interested below, send an email to my office, talk to Alejandro, my assistant. I'm not going to, utter any page or anything like that. But I just want you to know about that. That's coming. But if not, if you want to do this yourself, I will tell you that one of my doctors, Dr. Roman Krupa, out in Puyallup, Washington, he has taken on to emailing his list 3 times a week, and he consistently is making an additional $5,000 to $6,000 each and every single week. Dr. Mark Hawes in Canada emailed his Canadian list where they have national health care. He didn't think people would bite on it. Has done over $80,000 in the last week in selling and closes just from emailing his list of people that he thought had no interest whatsoever in doing cash-based services for regenerative and stem cell. Those are just two examples, but Nicole Garcia, Dr. Siddharth Tombar in Chicago, the guys at Michigan Regenerative Medicine, Sonali Lal up in Manhattan, the list goes on, have recognized and realized the power of their list and emailing that list on a regular basis. So take a page from the politicians. If you want to know how to make money and make a lot of it, go sign up for a bunch of political lists, read their stuff. You'll see how they operate. Some of it's kind of sleazy. Some of it's kind of gut-wrenching. Some of it's kind of nasty. But you can take a lot from it, okay? You don't have to be overbearing. You don't have to be a real slime ball in order to make this work. And I've been doing this for years, folks. I've been doing it for literally 20-plus years. I will tell you it's one of the best and fastest ways to pay for something is to be able to market to your existing list that you have a deep and abiding relationship with. So there you go. That's my thoughts for the day. You can always check us out if you're listening to this on the podcast. If you could give us a thumbs up or subscribe, share with your friends. Or look, if you just want to reach out and say, hey, post a comment below if you are on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, wherever you are. Love to hear from you. Thank you so much. I appreciate this time that you give me to spend with you. Have a wonderful day. Stay classy, folks.